This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. A prosecutor says a woman on a Montana American Indian reservation will be charged with murder in the beating death of a 13-month-old girl. Fort Peck Tribe's chief prosecutor Scott Seifert said yesterday that 42-year-old Janelle Red Dog could face additional charges at a later date. Red Dog's attorney Mary Zemian has noted the baby's cause of death is unclear. Red Dog, though, is accused of beating to death Kensley Olson while the girl was under her care, then putting the body into a dumpster and reporting Kensley missing. Tribal law allows for a maximum 3-year prison sentence on any one charge. Separate federal charges also are expected in this case. The baby's mother was in jail on unspecified allegations when she died. The Montana Supreme Court is in Bozeman today hearing oral arguments in a case between an investigative journalist and the state of Montana. Corin Cates Carney reports.
John Krakauer, author of Missoula, Rape and the Justice System in a College Town, is pressing the State Commissioner of Higher Education to release disciplinary records related to a former University of Montana student and athlete, Jordan Johnson. Johnson was found not guilty in a case of sexual intercourse without consent in 2013 in Missoula County District Court. In his book, Krakauer says the University of Montana found Johnson guilty of rape and ordered his expulsion, and that the Commissioner of Higher Education later vacated that decision. Krakauer is seeking the records regarding that decision. The University of Montana says federal law doesn't allow those student records to be released. UM Law Professor Anthony Johnstone says a large part of this case will come down to the state Supreme Court's reading of that federal law, the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, and if it can be applied in this instance.
The main question is the balancing under our state constitution of the right of privacy and the right to know. But there is a secondary question of whether that federal law, FERPA, applies, and if it applies, whether it trumps our state constitutional rights to obtain public disclosure of official acts.
An introduction to the case will start before oral arguments at 9:30 tomorrow morning at Montana State University in Bozeman. Last week, Bo Donaldson, a former University of Montana football player convicted of sexual intercourse without consent in 2013, became eligible for parole upon the successful completion of a pre-release program. Krakauer wrote about Donaldson in his most recent book. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A former University of Montana football player who pleaded guilty to rape in 2010 will be granted parole after he completes a pre-release program in Billings. The Missoulian newspaper reports that the Montana Board of Pardons and Parole yesterday decided to allow Bo Donaldson to be released on parole after he finishes his time at the Billings Pre-Release Center. A man who was convicted of killing a Cascade County Sheriff's deputy in 2014 has pleaded guilty to federal drug trafficking and weapons charges. The Great Falls Tribune reports that Adam Sanchez appeared in court yesterday for a change of plea hearing. A 35-year-old Bozeman man has pleaded guilty to breaking into his former girlfriend's house in violation of a restraining order and shooting her to death as she tried to hide in her closet. Anthony Fagiano pleaded guilty yesterday to deliberate homicide, aggravated burglary, theft, and violating an order of protection in the March 9th death of 37-year-old Darcy Buman. There is no plea agreement in the case. District Judge Holly Brown scheduled Fagiano's sentencing for June 23rd. Prosecutors said they plan to recommend a 160-year prison sentence. Charging documents say after the shooting, Fagiano texted her family members and Buman's estranged husband to tell them he'd killed her. Fagiano's sister talked him into surrendering to police. In other news this morning, the federal government has dismissed the permit for the controversial Tongue River Railroad. That's the $400 million project that would have hauled coal from a proposed southeastern Montana mine that never got off the ground. Opponents like local rancher and irrigator Mark Fix celebrated yesterday's ruling by the Surface Transportation Board. The railroad would have crossed about 3 miles of his property southwest of Miles City.
We've been fighting this ever since we bought the ranch in 1991. They had the power of eminent domain. They could come and essentially take the land, even if we didn't want them to come on.
Tongue River Railroad backers suspended their application last fall. The 42-mile line would have served the Otter Creek mine, which was eventually scrapped by the now bankrupt Arch Coal Company. The Surface Transportation Board did not hand the rail opponents a complete victory. It rejected their bid to permanently block the company from reapplying for a permit. The Montana Supreme Court is accepting public comment on a proposal to lower the score aspiring attorneys need to pass the bar exam in Montana. The Montana Board of Bar Examiners petitioned the Supreme Court to raise the passing score by 10 points a few years ago. The change was made in 2013, partly because only a handful of states had bar exam passing scores equal to or lower than Montana's, which was 260. The board didn't want the Montana to have the reputation as being an easy place to pass the bar. University of Montana Law School Dean Paul Kyrgios says the percentage of UM Law School grads passing the bar on the first try fell from 88% prior to 2013 to below 70%. He proposed reducing the passing score to 266. Thank you for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.